Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Personnel from Humboldt Bay Fire, the Coast Guard, Humboldt Bay Port Authority, and Arcata Fire responded to a report of a vehicle submerged in the water at the boat ramp near the Samoa Bridge Wednesday morning. Fearing there was someone trapped in the car, emergency crews immediately tried to gain access, and the Coast Guard and Port Authority provided rescue capability for water rescue, and the vehicle was secured against the changing tides. While this was happening, Eureka police were notified that an individual who may be associated with the vehicle was at the Adorney Center. Officers spoke with a man who was uncooperative and failed to reveal whether there was anyone in the submerged vehicle. It turned out there was not, and the man contacted by Eureka police was taken to a local facility for a mental evaluation. Arcata Fire provided mutual support for Humboldt Bay Fire while this was going on, and one Humboldt Bay Fire rescue swimmer was treated for minor hypothermia. The Garberville office of the California Highway Patrol announced earlier yesterday afternoon that Highway 101 had been completely closed just north of Willits. A single vehicle collision brought down both power poles and data poles across the roadway. There was detoured traffic for a few hours while they got the situation under control. In the continuing discussion of realignment, the state dumping responsibility for the monitoring of probationers and parolees, one issue that Eureka City Manager David Tyson spoke of was the issue of providing service to transients and homeless.
The City of Eureka doesn't receive funding of any sort for addressing homelessness in our community. We do have some housing money, and we do try to spend it on low and very low income housing. And we work on that almost daily. But I think a look at to the types of services we provide here, and are they more? Are they greater than the other regions in our surrounding area? Do we provide a higher level of dollars than other regions? I get those questions asked of me every day. I don't have those answers because, you know, I'm not in that industry.
The connection between providing services, coupled with more parolees and probationers on our local streets, has not been determined, but Tyson says we need more information.
Having some form of review and report on that, those kinds of services would be, I think, beneficial for the elected officials, more so than the staff, but the elected officials, so they can make those quantitative and qualitative decisions for the community. And I think that's lacking here when we are trying to answer those questions. The information's probably available. It's just that it hasn't been disseminated to the public and all of the elected officials that really need to make those decisions.
The state realignment plan has come under fire from law enforcement and elected officials from across the state. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Fortuna police responded to a call of a vehicle speeding on Redwood Way late Wednesday night and were initially unable to locate the suspect vehicle. A few minutes later, a patrol unit spotted the SUV speeding on Redwood Way at Berry Avenue, and the sergeant attempted to initiate a traffic stop. The SUV, driven by 25-year-old Katrina Lane of Fortuna, then made a sudden and abrupt turn into the Safeway parking lot and slammed into the Safeway building. Officers report that Lane exited the driver's seat and positioned herself between the damaged bumper and the building and told officers she had been hit and was not the driver. Lane was treated for minor wounds and then arrested on suspicion of DUI, a probation violation, and driving without a license. She was booked in the county jail. Earlier this week, St. Joseph's Hospital issued a press release assuring patients at both the Eureka and the Fortuna facilities that they are in no danger from contaminated steroids used for pain management. Yesterday, Mad River Hospital also issued a release of their own, reassuring its patients that the contaminated medication that was distributed to hospitals in 23 states and infected some with fungal meningitis is not used at their facility, and that Mad River Hospital does not purchase medicine from this manufacturer. So patients are in no danger. The contaminated medicine has caused 170 cases of meningitis and is linked to 14 deaths nationwide. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.